Some Republicans voted no on yesterday's deal, along with about half the Democrats, including Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus. Mr. Cleaver became instantly famous in some circles when he described the deal as, quote, a sugar-coated Satan sandwich. And Congressman Cleaver is on the line. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Congressman, I just have to begin by mentioning that we looked up a Satan sandwich. It's a variation on a moon pie, and it actually seemed kind of tasty.
I don't think it's going to be tasty at all. People are going to begin to take bites of it shortly. It's not a very tasty meal. I use that kind of language because I wanted people to understand that every deal is not a good deal. And you can't find a single Democrat in Washington who voted for this deal who thinks it was a good one.
Very briefly, why is it so bad?
Well, first of all, it's not fair and balanced. What we just said to the people of this country is that, look, we've got a problem, we've got to do some deficit reduction, and we're going to ask working-class people, middle-income people, to make a sacrifice. If you happen to be wealthy, don't worry about it. You don't have to make a sacrifice. And this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. We've had this debt ceiling since 1917. We probably never should have created it, or at least our ancestors shouldn't have. And we've never seen a vote on the debt ceiling connected to the deficit reduction.
Congressman, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just got a couple minutes here. I want to ask you a couple of quick questions, if I might. Yesterday on this program, sure. Congressman David Dreyer, Republican of California, was with us. He said, we have to change the course we're on. And White House officials are saying, Congressman, that there is also a progressive argument, as they put it, for deficit cutting. Isn't there an argument to be made that whatever your politics, you have to make the numbers add up over the long term? Right now they don't, and this deal would at least fix that a little bit over time.
Absolutely. We need to make some very, very hard decisions on deficit reduction. I am for that. But keep in mind that the super committee can't work. And the reason is that the speaker has already said he was not going to appoint anyone to the committee who would agree to tax increases or revenue enhancements. That means that the committee will not work, and if it doesn't work, then we end up making across-the-board cuts. That's the most ridiculous thing that can happen because it means that you start cutting Head Start and many other programs that I think are valuable to this country.
Because of those cuts, won't both sides have... I'm so sorry, Congressman. Because of those cuts, in a few seconds, because of those cuts that would be automatic if they don't agree on something that everybody can sign on to, in just about 10 seconds, isn't there some incentive to come up with what you would call a more balanced approach?
If that were the case, we wouldn't have been in a march into the abyss until yesterday because we had plenty of incentives. The markets were trembling. People in the country had become disgusted, and still, most of the new Republicans voted against it.
Congressman, thanks very much.
Sure, good to talk with you.
Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus.